had a T-model Ford truck. He loaded up with watermelon, take them down there, sell them for a dime a piece. Mm-hmm. But other than a little peddling, and some people would take chickens down there if they had extras and peddle them out. But Atlanta was just down there. We didn't. I can't remember. Well, I had an uncle that lived in Atlanta. And then my sister, my older sister, married a guy who worked at Warren Company. And they lived down there. And I'd go down there to maybe on a weekend or something. But I don't know. It was just, Atlanta was just there as far as we were concerned. And we didn't have any. But then you get, when you get your county commissioners, all that gets to be everything involved, and you get politics gets into everything in it. But you don't, I mean, as far as Atlanta's concerned, now people around here are not concerned with Atlanta, but the only thing they do is gripe about us having to pay all the taxes that they blow in Atlanta.
But, so for a long time, people didn't really have to worry about what was going on in Atlanta then, huh?
Well, don't worry about it now.
Still don't worry about it?
No, it's I can get, I like to watch the news every night, but I get aggravated because it looks like DeKalb County in Atlanta are running a battle on see who can kill the most today, who many most get the most people today. But that's not going to do anything but get worse and worse and worse. The bad part about it is it's the Hispanics and Mexicans killing each other, and the blacks are killing each other. It's not, it's just something I don't understand. It.
Is there a lot of crime in Roswell, or is that pretty much stayed out of Roswell?
We have a good one there once in a while. We have murder occasionally. We got a good police force. We got some doggone good detectives. We got some good narc men. But we've got dope, and we've got all that crap goes on right here in Roswell, just like it is anywhere else. You're going to have it. But we got some of the best narcotic men in the country. They're my buddies. I know them. I know what to do. Because when old JD sits out to get you, you've been got.
You got to be good to catch. They got to be good to catch those people.
You see him out there on a job, and you swear he were one. He might look like some, but you never know what he's going to look like the next day.
Were there any fairs that people used to go to, or any?
Well, the Southeastern Fair in Atlanta used to be the big thing. I mean, school, we have a fair day at school. I know the first year I went to Milton, when I went from grammar school to high school, Jesse, which was married Dr. Jesse, but she was a little skinny, red-headed, 12, 13-year-old gal, and I was an old country boy, and she had, her folks had plenty of money, and she knew I didn't have any, and she kind of, we were just good buddies. We wasn't boyfriend, girlfriend, we were just good buddies. I mean, we just got along good, but we'd go to the Southeastern Fair, and I'd have enough to get in the gate and buy my lunch and maybe two rides, and Jesse said, you going with me, Dorsey. So I'd ride about everything down there, and she'd pay for it. But then she married Dr. She was my buddy till she died. But we were just good friends, and never, I mean, as much time as we spent together, I never heard anybody say anything about us being boyfriend and girlfriend or sweethearts. We were just friends.
Now, when you were younger, the way that people, when they would date one another compared to how kids are now, how is that different?